Texas is now the first state to refuse new refugees as part of the government's refugee resettlement program. The state has traditionally been one of the most welcoming states for refugees. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's action comes under President Trump's executive order, making it mandatory for states and local authorities to consent to resettling refugees within their borders. For more on this, we're joined by Julian Aguilar, reporter for the Texas Tribune. And Julian, Texas is the first to refuse refugees. As I said, more than 40 governors, including many Republicans, have already chosen to stay in, however. How exactly does the refugee resettlement program work?
What the refugee resettlement does is it finds an initial state that is willing to accept refugee folks. And what it does is it uses some of these monies for the program to partner with these state programs to settle refugees there. So in essence, Governor Abbott said that the refugee agencies that are active in Texas will not be able to directly relocate these folks. But that's not to say that somebody can't move to another state in the country that's accepted into the program and then eventually move to Texas. He was the first one to do it. He waited a good amount to pull the trigger on his decision, but I don't think his decision surprised a lot of folks given his history with resettlement programs.
Yeah. Previous to this, though, Texas had been a leader in resettlement, accepting a little over 8,000 refugees back in 2009. And State Representative Vicky Goodwin, a Democrat from Austin, says she believes this is not just a moral but an economic issue. How much do refugees contribute to the economy and social fabric of Texas?
They spend billions of dollars, and they also are very, very good at startup businesses and employing folks. Now, given the size of the state's economy, this decision is not going to put Texas into the red by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, the concern is just the signal that it sends. It's not going to destroy the state's economy. Well, compared to the number of folks that are already here, compared to the number of immigrants that are trying to seek asylum in Texas or elsewhere, the number that Texas might have received had they opted in would also be relatively small, specifically because the president capped the number of refugees that the administration was even going to allow at 18,000 for this year, which is the lowest amount that it's been in several years.
You know, I want to go back to something you said earlier about Governor Abbott, that this was expected, that he would make this decision, that he would leave this program. What are some of the reasons why he says this is good for Texas?
He says that, you know, we've got to concentrate on the folks that are here. He mentioned in his letter that Texas had been left to shoulder most of the burden for the broken immigration system, referencing the number of folks that were apprehended at the southern border. But that's different than the resettlement program. The resettlement program, they apply overseas, they're thoroughly vetted, and they come in through different means. But nonetheless, the governor still referenced the fact that Texas had seen a large surplus over the last few years. And he's accurate. You know, the Rio Grande Valley down in the southern part of Texas has been the busiest for unauthorized crossings for several years now.
The Trump administration's initial executive order has already been challenged in the courts. What's next?
You are correct. There was litigation filed, and arguments in that case were heard less than a week ago. This was on Wednesday of last week. So it could be a moot point, but, you know, who knows how many folks are going to want to be resettled in Texas, given the fact that the governor is on record opting out of the program, regardless of what the federal judge rules and what should be the coming weeks.
That's Julian Aguilar, reporter for the Texas Tribune. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.